You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A new app is launching by developers at UW-Madison. It is called COVID-19 Wisconsin Connect, and it's designed to create discussions around the many different issues that people in our state are facing right now during the pandemic. What do you want to find out about the coronavirus but have been unable to track down? Are there stories or information you've been reading about the disease but don't quite believe? Where do you go for reliable sources? We're at 800-642-1234. Mike Wagner is a professor and Lewis A. Meyer Faculty Development Fellow in the UW-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Mike, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So help us understand where the idea of this resource came from and what you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, it came from a group of about 30 of us on campus, faculty, staff, and students, and a partnership with the Wisconsin Partnership Program who helped fund our efforts. And so, you know, we went home for spring break in mid-March and we're told, you know, we're not coming back for face-to-face classes because of the upcoming pandemic. And at that time, we really thought, you know, things are going to get worse quickly and the COVID-19 virus isn't going to be going anywhere. It's going to stay with us for a long time. And so we started putting our heads together to think about what can we do to help the people of the state. And we brought together folks with expertise in, you know, the building of apps and websites to help with health communication. That's where CHESS, the Center for Health Enhancement System Studies, comes in. They have a tried and true long track record of doing great work in that area. Folks in the Department of Communication Arts to help moderate discussions online about this virus. And then folks in my department, the School of Journalism and Mass Communication, to think about fact-checking information about COVID-19 and also figuring out how to best get this information out to the people of the state. And so we just started talking. We never met in person. We've just had, you know, umpteen million Zoom meetings over the last month and a half trying to get all this stuff squared away, and have worked together to build the app and populate it with good information to do, you know, a bunch of different things to help people in Wisconsin navigate living with the pandemic.
One of the tools is these discussion boards that you have there, and they're moderated by experts. What types of conversations are going on?
It's really interesting. So CHESS has pioneered this kind of discussion board feature in the stuff that they've been doing to deal with addiction for a long time. And on the COVID-19 Wisconsin Connect website and the apps that will be available soon from the App Store and Google Play, what happens in the discussion rooms are talks about a few different kinds of topics. One is just kind of life in the pandemic. So people can share what they're going through and get support from other Wisconsinites about the struggles they're having. They can share victories they've had about something that worked well, you know, to help their kids or to make themselves feel a little better or a little calmer or something like that. There's another discussion room about testing and quarantining. And there's one about parenting and grandparenting. And so people can have conversations about really anything. And they can also just ask questions. And they can be answered either by other users of the website and app, or they can be answered by our moderators who, you know, have training in clinical psychology and other kinds of things to make sure that we're helping people navigate this as best as possible.
But discussions can happen day or night. How do you moderate when things are happening all the time and keeping this type of discussion in real time?
Yeah, it's not a real-time moderation. The moderators are working during the typical workday and will jump in as necessary. But really what's been happening is just organic discussions among Wisconsinites, and people are already starting to make connections. When you go and look at the discussion board, people are, you know, coming back again and again and checking on what happened with their posts and responding to other people's and sharing ideas about, you know, here's what I did to try to, you know, get through the day a little bit better with my family, or, you know, I'm trying to figure out how we think about going forward with testing. What do you know about that? And other people can jump in and explain what they've learned about questions people have related to just living in the pandemic, because it's a really stressful thing.
We're talking with Mike Wagner, who's a journalism professor at UW-Madison, who helped develop this app and website to combat misinformation about the pandemic and also to build community, bring people together around pressing questions around coronavirus pandemic. Join in with your questions. What kind of information have you wanted to find out about the pandemic? Tell us what you'd like to know. Are there stories or information you've read about the coronavirus but don't quite understand or believe? What have your family members talked about, and where do you go for reliable sources? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Mike, as I understand, the app isn't quite ready there to be downloaded, but there is a website.
Yep, the website is COVID19WisconsinConnect.org. So COVID19WisconsinConnect.org. The apps have been approved by the Google Play and App Store. They're just going through the final bureaucracy to become available to the people of the state or anyone, really. And that should be happening pretty soon.
And you brought different people together across the campus with different specialties, dozens of people. How is that working with people who have different pieces of trying to bring together resources? Because you're trying to do a lot of different things on this tool.
It's been great. It's been a real example, I think, of the Wisconsin idea. It's just that most, you know, faculty and students and staff on campus, you know, believe that what we should be doing with the things that we learn about how society works and why is to share that stuff beyond the walls of the university and with people of the state. And so we've been getting together, you know, since mid-March on this and trying to figure out how everybody's particular expertise could work together on this singular app and website. And so the folks in the Department of Engineering at CHESS have been, you know, great at building the architecture of the app and the website and knowing what kinds of things work really well in discussion rooms and just navigation. So part of, you know, what we're trying to do is target groups that are the most likely to have adverse effects of the COVID-19 virus. And so we know that one of those groups are our senior citizens. And so we want to make sure the app and the website are really easy to navigate and easy to learn how to use. And CHESS is great at that. We have marketing experts from my department to figure out how do we make public service announcements and advertisements so people know about this. And so we're very fortunate to have former Governor Tommy Thompson make a PSA for us. We have an African-American doctor who made an ad that we're targeting African-American communities with, the Spanish language speaking family to target Latino communities. We have print ads in Hmong language as well as Spanish and, of course, English. And so we've just used the different expertises that folks have to try to figure out how to put the health information in the app, where DHS at the state has been really helpful, of course, with that, how to spread that information, how to do the fact checking, and how to get those discussions up and going so people feel like they have someone to talk to. And then I guess the other feature that the app has is from Healthy Minds Innovations on campus, which provides a lot of tips about how to try to manage your anxiety and just stay calm during your living with the pandemic. And so there's a bunch of free meditation guides on the app as well.
We have UW-Madison journalism professor Mike Wagner telling us about a new app designed around discussions with health expert moderators. So what are the big looming questions you have about COVID-19 and how it affects your life? Where do you go for advice? Where do you go to have discussions about what you're learning about the virus and what sources do you trust? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Mike Wagner here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new online resource created at UW-Madison. It has discussion rooms to share support and information with people all over the state The new app is called COVID-19 Wisconsin Connect. Do you have questions about how to keep yourself and your family safe and well, or could you use some fact-checking on the information you've come across about the pandemic? Maybe you want tools on stress and coping right now. Join in with your circumstances. We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mike Wagner is a journalism professor at UW-Madison, and he's had a hand in this project. He stays with us. Mike, you were talking there about discussion boards. What works well in this environment? Because we've heard about chat rooms that have the potential for becoming toxic and for fueling misinformation.
That can happen, and that's one reason we have moderators checking in on the discussions during the workday. The only kind of discussion that we would try to stop or take down would be the sharing of things that we know are not true, thanks to the fact-checking work that's being done on the COVID-19 virus and being put together by people who are helping us on our team. And so otherwise, the discussions are really focused on how people are living with this and questions that they have about best practices, whether that's related to testing, understanding when they should call a doctor, understanding how they should engage in social distancing, and sharing their frustrations, because it is not easy to be living right now. Many people have been furloughed or lost their jobs. Kids are out of school. People are getting restless about all of those kinds of things, quite understandably. And so the discussion rooms are really a place where people can vent, they can share information, and they can get support from others, which is really important at this time, because many people are really isolated right now. Even with all of the technology we have, people are just more isolated than they usually are. And so being able to jump on COVID-19WisconsinConnect.org and just throw out there that you're not feeling, you know, as good as you normally do, and having people engage in some support and help you think about strategies to get through this can be a really useful thing.
We heard from Paul in Eau Claire, who sent an email asking, how do you prevent the experts, the moderators, from projecting their personal bias into the conversation and turning the app into an echo chamber or a bubble?
So the app isn't political. We you know, aren't interested in advocating a political point of view. What we're interested in is sharing what medical professionals have told us is true about the coronavirus, and sharing what research has demonstrated through, you know, empirical study and peer review to be effective strategies to deal with your anxiety, and have been effective strategies to deal with the virus more generally. And so it's not really an app that has anything to do with politics. You won't find us saying we think the safer at home order is good or bad or should continue or should end or anything like that. We're just talking about what sorts of things do people need to know about the virus, about symptoms, about when to get tested, about how to wash their hands effectively, about how to calm down, about strategies that might help them parent and navigate their lives you know, as best they can during this time. And so, you know, a real problem with anything that relates to health and science is when people get a whiff of politics in there. And so it's really important to us to not do that. We want folks to know this is for everybody in the state, from rural to urban, suburban, black and white and Hispanic and Asian and Native. You know, it's just for everybody. And our goal is not to advocate a political agenda, but to make sure people know the best information possible so they can make the best decisions they can about how to live their lives.
We're talking with Mike Wagner, journalism professor at UW-Madison, who collaborated with dozens of people on developing a new web tool and app. It's called COVID-19 Wisconsin Connect. You can join in with your questions. Are you spending more and more time on social media during the Stay Safer at Home order? What do you make of the information and the rumors that are circulating? Where do you go to get information? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, let's look at some of the misinformation you're trying to dispel out there. How are you looking for misinformation online, and what is it like?
Oh gosh, there's so much misinformation online about the COVID virus. One study out of the Reuters Institute found that there's around 40,000 tweets a day that share something that's not true about the virus, and most of them are not fake news sites that are trying to kind of sow the seeds of misinformation. They're just people sharing things that they've heard that aren't true. So our process is a three-step process: monitor, select, and correct. So first, we monitor what's being said in the social media ecology in Wisconsin. So we're looking at Twitter, public-facing Facebook pages, those sorts of things, and find out what kinds of things are being shared about COVID-19. Then we compare what's being said to what credible fact-checking organizations have reported about the virus. And so we define a credible fact-checking organization as one that's been verified by the International Fact-Checking Network as a place that does nonpartisan, transparent fact-checking. We also look at what public health agencies, like the WHO's Mythbusters page, for example. So we know what's true based upon reports from those kinds of organizations. We see what's being shared that contradicts that. And if we find those claims, we think, okay, what's most relevant to Wisconsin residents that people here are saying that are their top concerns and that are big concerns to public health? And then we sift through that information, winnow it down, and provide fact checks on the app and website to push back against claims that aren't true and that are being discussed in Wisconsin. So it's really relevant for the residents of our
our
state.
Audience. Yeah. Do you have a sense at all, Mike, for how effective fact-checking tools like this are at actually combating misinformation, at actually changing knowledge, changing minds?
Yeah, fact-checking research shows it's a mixed bag, and some things work better than others. And in research that I've done with Janice Lee, a graduate student in our department, shows that, one thing that really matters is labeling a study a fact check. When people see that it's a fact check, they're more likely to remember the things that are true than if a news story just tells you what's true and doesn't label it a fact check. And second, it seems to be the most effective for people who don't know about the issue rather than people who've already been misinformed about an issue. And so when we craft fact checks, we do that with those kinds of factors in mind. How can we just present information rather than also trying, to share the wrong information, which sometimes can stick with you, right? So people listen to the radio or go to the web or watch television while they're doing other things. And so we want to make sure that the information is so clear that people don't get a mixed signal when they're trying to get that fact check.
Right. So you're not trying to muddy the information or put too much information in there that might be distracting to the very point, that crystal clear point you're trying to make.
Exactly. Simple, direct evidence. Because once you start mixing it with, well, President Trump said this or Governor Evers said that, then people's kind of partisan antenna come up. And so we're just concerned about the information and whether it's true, not who said it or why they might have said it. So simple and direct and evidence-based is our goal.
So getting back to the Wisconsin Connect app, do people need to register to use this resource, or how does that work?
So when you go to COVID-19WisconsinConnect.org, it asks for an email just so that it verifies you're a person, and then and not a bot or something like that. And then you can use the site, and when the app is available for download, you can use the app as much as you like. We do not collect personal information. We will never share or sell it with anybody. And so, the discussion posts, of course, most people choose a username that's not their own full name, although you could, I suppose, if you wanted to. But it's an anonymous discussion, so you are able to share your information without. Or share your questions, I guess, share your comments and questions and conversation without revealing who you are. So people's information is protected in a few different ways.
Do you have any idea when the app will be available for download?
It's really up to the App Store and Google
Okay.
Play.
Yeah.
We've gotten the high sign from them that they're going to release them. It's just a matter of them making it available through their own bureaucratic hoops at this point.
Mike, how do you see this resource evolving or adding to it? Where does it go from here?
Oh, great question. So, the virus isn't going to go anywhere, but lives are going to start changing, right? And so part of what we'll do is update the app with new information as the situation on the ground changes. So once people, you know, once social distancing relaxes, for example, we'll be up with new tips about how to navigate that kind of living as compared to, you know, what we're under now. And so as information on the ground changes, we'll be updating the app accordingly.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Wagner is a professor and Lewis A. Meyer Faculty Development Fellow in the UW-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. If you'd like to learn more about COVID-19 Wisconsin Connect, go to wpr.org/mornings. Coming up, we're joined by the administrator of the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Krista Boardman is here. We'll get details on some changes at the DMV due to the coronavirus pandemic. That's after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.